Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. And boy, you in for a treat tonight. Maybe not news that you want to hear, but news that you need to hear. We're going to talk to a gentleman named Eric Karen. And we're going to share his information in a minute, bring him up and let him share his story. Well, it's actually in the story. It's his life. So don't go away. Before we do that, though, tomorrow being Thursday, if everything goes the way I plan, we'll be in the office tomorrow all day long from 9 to 4. Take your phone calls and answer questions. Take orders, whatever you want to do, folks. We're here to try to serve you tomorrow all day long. And I'll say this again, folks. Anytime during the week that you need to get a hold of me, you call the office number 800-777-4403. Well, if you have long distance, you can save us money if you'll call at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And say, Lisa, find I need to talk to Pastor Butch. You'll find me wherever I am. And I will call you back, I promise, as soon as I possibly can. Don't think I'm not reachable. I am, people. I'm just a servant as you are. Different calling, perhaps, but just a servant. You need me, call me. But tomorrow, of course, being off all day, Chris will be here. Take calls and take orders. And fill you whatever you may need to do. And I do want you to remember her family in prayer again. Remember last week I mentioned that her granddaughter was sick. And well, she is now again also. And her grandson. Of course, being a mammal, it's on her mind. Her granddaughter has the RSV, they say. And her grandson Noah has earache. So please keep them in prayer. And of course, her mommy, her Crystal daughter's name, Faith. Keep her in prayer also. She tries to handle all this. And I do appreciate it, folks. If you talk to Crystal at all in this office, you know she's a fine lady. Was going to work for me for 2 weeks. She said, I'll be with you for 2 weeks. That's been 23 years ago. So her 2 weeks are a long time. But she's been a great asset to us. So you just keep her in your prayers and her family in prayers, please. I also want to thank the ones who already signed up with the guest I had on last night with Andy Berger and her group, Voices Against Trafficking. Thank you for signing up on her with her already. Thank you so much. She told me she really appreciated it. Thank you. And starting about 2 weeks, we're going to have another way you can listen to the program. We're going to be on iHeartRadio. Kevin Gallagher with Truth Be Told Radio Network has lined us up with iHeartRadio. Probably 2 weeks you can listen to the broadcast on iHeartRadio, which I think is going to be kind of exciting. And perhaps, and I don't know if this is going to go through here or not, we're looking at it, cable TV in California. We'll see. Okay, we'll see what the Lord offers and if we can afford to do it. Folks, the only thing that holds us back from doing a lot more is just funds, and funds are tight sometimes and a little bit tight right now. If it wasn't for the funds, we could do a lot more, maybe for the glory of God and reach some other people. But anyway, keep that in prayer about the iHeart TV coming up and maybe cable TV in California. If all the place in the world that needs to hear the gospel of Christ is California. I mean, that's just a fact. You know it is. Now, our guest tonight, a gentleman named Eric Caron, C-A-R-O-N, Caron. This man is a 25-year decorated veteran special agent, Department of Treasury, U.S. Customs Department of Homeland Security, and ICE. I mean, this guy has been everywhere. He's an expert in transnational crime, counterterrorism, money laundering, ICE security, border security. He's been in Afghan, Iran, Dubai, Russia, China, Saudi Arabia, and more. This guy's been around. And a couple of articles is mentioned on his information here. I thought it was kind of, I just mentioned, we're going to get to our guest. Former acting AG Whitaker says Hunter Biden was targeted in Chinese intelligence mission. One says Hunter Biden's flirty Chinese secretary who urged Uncle Joe to run new GOP focus. And folks, we could talk about things with this guy on different topics. I mean, he's probably one of the most well-rounded individuals I've ever interviewed on the radio in 30 years, and it's just amazing that he's out there willing to come on this little old program with me and share his information. And Eric, are you there?
I sure am, sir. What an honor to be on with you, and I look forward to the conversation, and I thank you, sir, for all you do.
Well, I'm just like you are, Eric. I'm trying, by the grace of God, that to glorify our Heavenly Father and make a difference in this world as best we know how. And I don't need to tell you that we're in a mess, and a mess you know a lot more about what I do, and we're going to discuss this some a little bit. Before we get into everything we're going to talk about, tell the folks who Eric Caron is. Where did you come from? How did you get involved in all this? Just give us a background.
Oh, yeah, again, what an honor. So I grew up in Massachusetts, New Bedford, Massachusetts, the whaling capital of the world at one time, on the south coast of Massachusetts. And, you know, a very blue-collar community. My hero was my dad. I'm one of seven children. And, you know, my dad, my hero, died when I was 15 years old. And, you know, believe it or not, you know, I saw the tragedy in that death. There was some silver lining, actually, meaning that death put me on a path. It put me on a path to service of my country, to serve my country. And so at the age of 15 years old, I made a promise to my dad as he was lying in his coffin, actually. And I said, Dad, I'm going to be a special agent and serve my country just like you served as a U.S. Marine and a police officer. And I did do that. I became a special agent for the Department of Treasury in Newark, New Jersey. And my expertise was transnational crime, everything from child pornography to arms trafficking and counterfeiting. And a whole host of other criminal activities, and then I went to Washington D.C. Was served in Washington for 5 years. I bounced around. I did congressional affairs, so I got a good glimpse of Congress. I was a liaison to Congress for a year, and I worked with Interpol for a year, and then I did covert ops out of our Washington, D.C. office. My expertise, if I have an expertise, is national security and money laundering and trying to stop Iran and Russia and China from obtaining WMD materials. That's nuclear, biological, chemical, missile technology, U.S. technology, for illegal exportation to their home countries for their WMD programs. And so we have storefronts, undercover storefronts, set up all around the U.S. and other parts of the world where we pose as bad guys in the hopes of identifying the networks. And then after Washington, I went to Dubai. I served as the, before that, I went to Boston, Mass, and I was a national security, supervisor, you know, working with the Joint Terrorism Task Force, in New England, targeting international terrorists, and other people in national security issues. And then I went to Dubai, ran the office in Dubai as the attaché, handling, again, covert ops, specifically against Iran and the Iranian threat, again, to the U.S. and to the world, really, relating to their WMD program, trying to prevent them from gathering nuclear, biological, chemical weapons for their WMD program. And after Dubai, after 3 years of service there, I came back and I retired as the resident agent in charge in the state of Rhode Island, where I led a handful of agents and state officials, state police officials, again, handling a wide variety of transnational crime and terror cases. And then I retired and wrote my book and switched on, The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent, Pastor Butch, and it's dedicated to all men and women of law enforcement and to my twin brother and to my hero, my father.
Wow.
And now I'm consulting. I've been doing some, I've taught at the college level, and now I'm doing some security consulting, teaching in Africa. And I love, really enjoy getting out, talking to the American people, traveling the country, and sharing what does it mean to be switched on in life. And so I really enjoy doing that, probably more than anything else, because I love touching kids and the hopes that they do something positive with their lives. Because, you know, life is hard, Pastor Butch,
yeah.
You know.
And it's brief. It's very brief, isn't it? It's very brief. It goes by quickly.
That's it. So anyhow, that's a little bit about me and my background, and I look forward to talking to you and answer. We can go in about, I don't know, 20 different directions.
We got too many trails to run. But, you know, doing a lot of stuff, you must start when you're 3 years old, something I can say. But anyway, you've done a lot of things in your life. You know, and I have got some pointed questions to ask, and we'll get into different topics. When you worked with the legislatures and the Congress and the Senate,
yeah,
I know you had to see some corruption in there, and I had to get you concerned. What did you actually see in there, Eric, that you'd like to relay to people? Anything that you think is important?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, what we see on TV is to an extent, really a charade. What do I mean by that? That these congressional hearings, these really, at the end of the day, Congress, it's a show that I saw anyways. I mean, they have a purpose, right? Obviously. But politics, I don't like very many politicians, unfortunately. I mean, I don't trust many politicians. They say one thing publicly, and then behind doors, they may change their mind and say, gee, Eric, I really would love to support this policy, but I can't because, you know, I'm a Democrat, and I can't go against my party, even though I think you're right. So there's so much of that happens in Congress, and it is a swamp.
Well, I want to ask you a question, and these are questions that you answer as much as you feel comfortable with. I'm sure there's some good people that do manage to get elected. Very rarely, I'm sure, because you have to be almost a millionaire to be elected. But if someone does sneak in with good intentions, how much are they able to accomplish before they are more or less cornered into a situation where they got to compromise?
You know what? Truthfully, I think it's, you know, you have to make that choice because, you know, okay, if I'm a Republican and I'm a new House member and I want to be appointed to a certain committee. Well, you know, I got to get in line and start thinking like the rest of them and maybe acting like the rest of them so I can get onto the right committee that I want to get on. And I can't go against the party. Because if I go against the party, then I'm seen as not so nice. So it becomes like, and I've seen it personally, it becomes like an organized crime group in many ways, where you can't, once you're in the group, it's hard to get out, and you can't go against the group, because if you go against the group, then you're going to be excommunicated, if you know what I mean.
Oh yeah, and maybe disappear from the scene of the action, so to speak. So,
well, you definitely would be if you would definitely be put out to pasture if you meaning you wouldn't get the nice, say, positions or appointed to the nice committees that you wanted to get on if you didn't get. You know, if you didn't kiss the right fingers, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying. So is this pretty much 100%, or is this 80% of it's that way, or is it all the way through that way?
Yeah, I mean, I would say good 80%. Yeah.
Well, that's a gloomy picture. Gloomy picture.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I saw it. Yeah, I saw it firsthand. I ran a case. Can I tell you a quick war story?
Sure, yes.
So this relates to the border. And in 2007, I was a supervisor, a national security supervisor in Boston, and we received information that a defense contractor was hiring illegal aliens. And if we haven't learned anything since 9/11, that terrorists are only limited by their imagination. And illegal aliens working inside a defense contractor is a national security threat.
Sure.
And so, because we don't know what their intentions are, you know, there's a chemical, it's odorless, you can't see it, it's ricin. And ricin will kill you in seconds if you touch it. And so, you know, it's very easy that a bad guy could, you know, swipe this ricin on maybe clothes, because this was a plant that was manufacturing backpacks and tactical equipment for the U.S. military. And so anyhow, this place hired hundreds. I mean, we're talking nearly 400 illegal aliens at one place. Now, we took it down after a covert operation. The owner knowingly hired what he thought was an illegal alien, but it turned out to be an undercover special agent. And so we took it down, and we arrested 361 illegal aliens at one facility, at one plant. It was the largest mass arrest in U.S. history. Unbelievable, at a single location, one location, 361 illegal aliens at a U.S. defense contractor. We criminally arrested the owner and three of his managers, and I thought it was what we call in Massachusetts a wicked good raid, a wicked good investigation. Well, all the politicians, meaning the Democrat politicians, from the mayor to the governor Deval Patrick at the time, to the senators, Kennedy and Kerry, everybody crucified me and said I was a bad guy because these poor illegal aliens were arrested and being deported. And what about the children of these poor illegal aliens? And the media colluded with the politicians. I prove it in my book. They actually wrote false stories. They knew it was false, like babies were ripped from mother's breasts and were dehydrated and sent to the hospital. That was a lie. And I guess at the end of the day, Pastor Butch, I guess what I'm trying to say to you, that all these politicians, Democrat politicians, from the local politician to the state politicians to the federal politicians, did not come to the defense of law enforcement that day, and they crucified me and men and women of law enforcement, instead of praising us for a job well done and recognizing that this was a national security case, they crucified me, and there was investigations, congressional hearings at the state level, congressional hearings at the federal level, all because nobody in the Democratic Party wanted to stand up for law and order.
And I have to ask, are the Republicans are they as bad or nearly as bad?
You know, that's a great question, Pastor Butch. You know, I would have to say they're nearly as bad. Because, you know, during this case that I just shared with you, President Bush was the president, and he was actually asked questions about this case. I'll never forget it. I believe he was in Guatemala when the case happened. Within 24 hours, he was asked questions. And Senator McCain and the other Republicans at the time, I felt very lonely. I felt very lonely that my government, my Republican, the Republican officials, my own agency, the White House, no one really came to our defense. And, you know, it's funny because when Trump was president, I said to myself and others, you know, if I did this case when Trump was president, he would have invited me to the Oval Office and congratulated me. But you know what happened to me? I fell into a depression, and I thought to myself, oh my God, we were just enforcing the laws that Congress made, and now the table was turned on the men and women of law enforcement, and it sent a chilling effect to men and women of law enforcement, and that was in 2007 and 8.
Wow.
And here we are today, same thing is happening, but it's even worse now.
We're down by 5 minutes to first break already. This is going by so quickly.
Yeah.
I don't mean to bounce around too much, but we're now seeing the gates wide open. I mean, literally wide open.
Yes.
And you, from your inside intel, you worked with all these people, CIA, FBI, all of them.
Yes.
How do you ask this question? We know there are people coming across borders. Some of them may have good intentions. They actually want to come across and do something, but they're illegal. Illegal means illegal. They have to see it back. That's what the law says. But nonetheless, the law has been ignored. But how many coming across the border are from nations from the Far East and Middle East that want to maybe damage this country? They're already here instigating situations or maybe even planning bigger things like attacks on power plants, whatever. What do you see happening there?
Listen, you know, Pastor Butch, you know, the numbers, I think we get lost in the numbers in the last few months. I think what do I mean by that? People will say, media reps and experts will say, well, there's 2 million people apprehended at the border so far, or 3 million, or 5 million. I want people to understand one person, you know, and never mind the gotaways, right? How many people, how many millions got away from BBP at the border? These numbers are very, I say foggy, meaning I think people get tired of, you know, 6 million, 5 million, 3 million. One is too many.
Sure.
One. So we learned the hard way on 9/11 that 19 got on planes and killed nearly 3,000 Americans.
Well, you know,
and the 20th was arrested. And we learned the hard way that one illegal alien can destroy many lives.
Of course.
One.
Poison the water, just poison some water system somewhere to do that. Although I do believe there's a lot more 9/11 than we know. It's been told to us, and I think there was insider information from the people that knew about it before it happened. But that's a different story. We'll get at maybe some other time. But with what we're seeing now, we're being invaded. We're literally being invaded.
We are.
Is anyone in Congress literally looking to stop it? I mean, I don't hear Rand Paul saying a word about it. I don't hear anybody getting involved and saying, we got to stop this. Matter of fact, I don't even hear anything about saying we're $31 trillion in debt. No one even question the budget anymore. What are these people doing?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure what it's going to take. I hate to sound like the Grim Reaper, but will it take another 9/11 for Americans to wake up? I hope not, but it appears so. Is it 3,000, 6,000, or 50,000 people have to die before we realize that border security, Pastor Butch, equals national security?
Oh, true. Very true.
Border security equals national security. You know, we just so you know that. As of fiscal year 2022, the latest numbers that I see and I have in front of me, these are suspect terrorists for fiscal year 2022. 63, and I believe that number's gone up to 100, but we'll go with 63 for fiscal year 2022. Suspected terrorists apprehended at the southwest border. The northern border, 279. Now, we all talk about, that's a total of 342 that we know of, that I have right here in front of me.
And
so
more,
we all talk
and more
about
coming,
the southern
more
border.
More coming in from Canada than Mexico?
Well, the northern border, there's 800 miles of land border between U.S., Mexico, and Canada.
Right.
328 ports of entry. Now, you know, in West Virginia, my friend, you have a port of entry. You have an official port of entry at your airport there. You have at least one official port of entry there.
In Charleston?
Never mind. So
Charleston?
Yes.
Our capital? Yeah, I knew they'd been flying them in down there. I knew they'd been doing it, but I had no proof of it, but I knew they'd been doing it, yes.
So at that airport in West Virginia, Is it Yeager?
Yeager Airport, yes.
That's the airport. It's an official port of entry. And so West Virginia, you might think you're insulated from the southern border, but guess what? You're not.
No.
Because
No one is.
Nobody is, exactly. Because I saw, when I walked into this building in Massachusetts, pretty far from the southwest border, from Guatemala and El Salvador and Mexico and Brazil, I walked in the door, and I'm like, oh, my God, look what is here.
Hang on through the break, Eric. Don't lose that thought. After the break, folks, we're going to talk about some more about port of entries in West Virginia. Yeah, I knew they were coming in, but now I have somebody confirming it. Don't y'all go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but Go to Joseph's Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph's Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's carbon 60. A stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
All right, folks, we are back. We're talking to a gentleman that's involved in so many things that most people just think is being sci-fi information, but it isn't. We're talking to Eric Caron. He's going to, I want to have him tell about, more about his book in a few minutes here, too, but we're discussing things with him. If you have any questions, comments, you're welcome to call at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Back to the information, the talk about the illegals coming across. You're talking about ICE and what's going on there. Then I want to ask you a question about what's coming up. I think, I hope and pray it didn't come up, World War III. But what? But
yes, sir.
Go ahead and tell us more about what you're seeing with illegal immigration and what you are knowing is building up in this country. What's coming?
Well, yes. Well, let's just look domestically. Here in the U.S., we know that bad guys, criminals, are free to roam and are free to kill people. And then when they're caught, they are let out onto the street again.
Yes.
There's no bail, right?
Right.
Bail, and they're able to go back on the street and continue to offend. And, you know, crime wave is very high in America. It's not even a wave. It's a tsunami across America. We know the murder rate.
Yes. Yes.
We know the murder rate in Philly, Baltimore, D.C., Chicago is off the chart. It's like 30% higher, right? So we know crime. So that's one issue. The other issue is that the criminal aliens coming across the border, that's land, air, and sea. We don't think about the sea border, the container ships that come into America, but we have 328 ports of entry, official ports of entry. When ICE is responsible for the enforcement in America of identifying and arresting illegal aliens, even when ICE apprehends a criminal, they're doing the same thing, just like in the local level. So, for instance, the latest numbers I have for fiscal year 2022, there were 298,000 arrests in fiscal year 2022. ICE released 239,843. So when ICE
what's
is
the use?
Releasing
what's the use, right?
criminals,
I mean, what's the use?
ICE is ICE is not even, they're not even holding criminals. They're releasing them back into the community to reoffend, and even removals. So removals means deportations. So in fiscal year 2020, there were 185 deportations. 185,000 deportations. In fiscal year 2022, there were 65,000.
Wow.
We're not deporting anybody.
Well, we got to move to a different topic, but I got to ask this question. Obviously, ICE and law enforcement and judges and politicians know what they're doing. Very quickly, what is the purpose behind this?
You know, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it, Pastor Bush?
Yes, it is.
It is the million-dollar question. And, you know, I've been asked that question before. And at the end of the day, it's politics. Mm-hmm. It just comes down to the I I'm Democrat, and I want to get reelected, and I want to show the American people that I'm kinder.
Gentler. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And that,
you know, I'm Santa Claus. I give out phones. I give out, you know, house. I give out homes.
And guess who pays for it? Huh? Wonder who that'll be. Yeah.
But anyway, it comes down to votes.
It does. Well, okay, but even that is, I know that's a huge part of it. But even more sinister than that, could they know that you're intentionally undermining the fabric of America?
Well, yeah, of course, but they don't care.
That's what I'm saying. They, but they are they intentionally doing it, or they just don't care?
Yes. Both. They don't care.
And what do they expect to accomplish by that?
Power.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Power. Power.
More control.
Power.
And
yes,
of course, they blame the crime on folks like me that believe in owning guns, and I own a bunch of them. Not ashamed to say it. And I have some of those assault weapons. But
talk about guns. You know, I got to tell you, Pastor Butch. Today, as of today, there were 195 police officers killed in America. Today, 194 police officers killed. 281 police officers were shot as of today. 281 police officers shot today.
Yeah.
They were shot by law-abiding citizens. They're shot
by
criminals and gangbangers.
What? And I always say this. Look at Chicago, one of the worst cities in the world under that.
Yep.
Pervert, because they call mayor, but you know, I say, well, people are shot 40 and 50 a weekend, but it can't be. There's no guns allowed there. You mean the people there break the law and take guns in and shoot the people? Well, gee, they're criminals doing that. They're not the good guys doing it, the bad guys doing it. And if bad guys have the guns and the good guys don't, we lose automatically. But anyway, we got to move on. This is interesting. Folks, we'll get your phone calls, I promise, within about 2 or 3 minutes here. 844-769-2944. Very quickly, I talked to you during the break. What happened back in 1962 with the Cuba crisis, and I was alive then. I was only 12 years old. I don't remember much about it. And Kennedy backed Gorbachev off. Khrushchev off, and he backed out and took the missile back to Russia, knowing that it could ignite a nuclear war. And we were close to going to war. That's a fact. I've read on some since then. I know how close we were. What we're seeing today, we're seeing America arming NATO nations that surround Russia, just like Cuba did us, surround Russia, going to arm with nuclear weapons, and already starting to send them over there. Why should Russia tolerate that? And how close are we to World War III, maybe, God forbid, a nuclear war?
Well, again, I hate to sound like, the Grim Reaper here, Pastor Butch, but in my belief, my training, my experience, what I read, we are in the beginning stages of World War III, thanks to Joe Biden. We're beginning. Mm-hmm. We are, in fact, in the first inning of World War III. And why do I say that? Why do I say that? I say that because, one, we saw what happened in Afghanistan and the debacle there a year ago, and that gave Vladimir Putin a heads up, like this is a time to go because we have a weak leader. Okay?
Yes.
And Joe Biden has not even spoken to Vladimir Putin in the hopes of some type of peace agreement. It's ridiculous. Now, I'm not saying Russia's a saint, but here's what I do know, is that Russia has aligned themselves with China. Russia is getting support from Iran, a million-man army. They've got the technology. They provided them with the drones. 10 Iranians have been killed in Russia, advisors. And the Afghan special forces that we trained, that the Americans trained, are being recruited now into Russia.
Wow. And amazing. And I also know for a fact that we have boots on the ground in Ukraine now. They don't want to admit that, but we do. They say it's for training purposes, but being a Vietnam-era vet, I know it's more than training purposes.
So our White House and Congress have led us, because of this traction of high inflation and crime and COVID, into World War III, my friend. And it's I'm not sure how easy it's going to be to escape this.
Well, I just wonder if there's a red wave. And again, I'm not Republican or Democrat. I have very, very little use for either party. But if there is a red wave in both houses, maybe this will be slowed down. I don't know. But, folks, we're close. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how close do you think we are?
I'm saying we're there.
We're there.
I think we're at 10. I say we're at 10. You know, again, because of the Chinese and the Iranians and the Afghan military that the Russians are recruiting for the war. Now, the Russians aren't going to surrender unless they get their demands met. Vladimir Putin, the former KGB spy, is not going to back down to Joe Biden.
Oh no!
What is Joe Biden doing? Joe Biden's giving the Ukrainian corrupt government billions of dollars of equipment to kill his soldiers.
Well, that's
the European Union and NATO.
Well, and obviously Joe Biden's handlers are doing that. Joe Biden just eats ice cream. But anyway, that's about what he does. But it's underneath his name. And let's take a quick phone call. Let's go to Gene in Ohio. Gene, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch, and hello to your guest. Now, I only have one question, then I'll let you off the air.
Okay.
The primary question, of course, was asked by Pastor Butch, what's behind this? The question I have is, who is paying all these people to come here, because a lot of them come from poor countries and have no money? Thank you for allowing me to call in, and
thank you, Gene.
I really enjoy your show and your guest. Thank you, Gene.
Thanks so much. And a good question. Some of them have come from Venezuela, and they come from Haiti and other places where you have to cross water to get here, and they don't walk all the way, obviously. Who's paying for this? I'm sure taxpayers are, but who's behind it?
Well, we know there are entities from the U.S. who are supporting this. We know Catholic charities are supporting it. We know other charities are encouraging illegal aliens, people from foreign countries, to come to America. As long as you get to America, we will feed you, house you, and give you all the support you need. And, you know, our country can't sustain that.
No, we can't.
We have trouble educating, housing, the housing expenses in America, cost and inflation, medical, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, yes, the Catholic charities and other organizations who get funding from the U.S. government are actually supporting and encouraging illegal aliens to come to America.
Folks, what boils down to is Catholic charities are doing it, government's involved, but taxpayers are paying for it. That's what it boils down to. We're paying for it.
Yep.
We're paying for our own destruction.
Yep.
And folks, if you want to call, please do. We're running out of time before you know it. 844-769-2944. Very quickly, plug your book in. I want people to see this book.
Well, so it's Switched On, the Heart and Mind of a Special Agent. The website is Switched On Life. Go to Switched On Life. You can read all about me. I got my heart on my sleeve. You know, I share some articles. I write articles for the Blue Magazine. And I was recently quoted in the Epoch Times and the Washington Times, and those articles are up there as well. And my book is also on Amazon too. So for those who love Amazon, my audio book is available as well. The audio book, my friend, is phenomenal. I wish I could have done it, but you know, I realized I had to hire a voice actor because it wasn't as easy as I thought it would be. So I have the audio book for those who love audio. I happen to think it's done so well. It's unbelievable. And again, it's dedicated to all men and women in law enforcement. And it's a glimpse. The book is really a glimpse behind the badge. The good and the not so good. The highs and lows of being a law enforcement officer, a federal law enforcement officer in America. So you're going to read things in the book that were the front page stories of the Washington Post and the New York Times. But I give the real juicy information.
All right. Folks, again, it's Switched On, the Heart and Mind of a Special Agent. Just got the name Switched On by Eric J., like in John, Caron, C-A-R-O-N, Charlie Alpha Romeo Oscar November, Caron, C-A-R-O-N, and you can get a copy of that book. And I think, folks, it's worth your reading. I really do. Now, the calls are quiet, and I know people are really intently listening. That's fine. But folks, you have a question, don't be biased. We got another 8 or 9 minutes to call in. What is an? You say the World War III's already started. What are the chances of if the houses swing, go red, we'll say, of a stopping, and if not, what do you see happening? Well, in the next 2 months before the houses change personnel, what could happen? What do you see happening next that's going to escalate this?
That's a great question. You know, I don't know. I mean, Biden has already, you know, provided. You know, I think it's like we're looking at $40 billion. And so the Ukrainian government have, you know, billions of dollars worth of military equipment. So this is going to escalate. What I do see happening is that this president will be impeached during the new Congress. We'll impeach him in January. Impeachment hearing proceedings will take place soon after January 1st. Because why do I say that? Because he used his office to enrich himself, him and his son, Hunter Biden, and you know, so he's really an unindicted co-conspirator, part of a larger corruption money laundering scheme. And it's unfortunate that I say that, but the American people will have to endure 2 more years of this guy and 2 more years of impeachment hearings and what have you. So, I hope the new Congress will slow down the escalation of the war and stop the funding of Ukraine. And block all these billions of dollars going to Ukraine, because
Amen.
We're only escalating this
That's
war.
All we're doing. That's all we're doing. You know, and Bruce, we'll get to your phone call in a second. Putin said this just a while back, the other day. He said, this is what he said. Your people do not feel an impending sense of danger. That worries me. Can't you see the world is being pulled into an irreversible direction? Meanwhile, people are pretending that nothing is going on. I don't know how to get enough to get through to you anymore. This is what Putin said. And now we have the Russians literally. The folks, this is confirmed fact. Are building bomb shelters everywhere, even emptying up parking garages and building bomb shelters. They're building them for the school system. What's America doing? Waiting for the Super Bowl. Come on. That's what they're doing. And now U.S. sends precision nuclear weapons to Europe to upgrade their weapon arsenal. And it's right on the border of Russia. And we expect Russia said to say nothing about it. And I think it's insane. Let's go to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch and Eric.
Yes, sir.
Hey, sir.
Yeah, I want to ask you, Eric. Iran's not bowing down to the West nuclear pressure to stop their nuclear program. How many terrorist cells does Iran have over here? I know you said you were a specialist on it.
Yeah, great question. you know, here's what I can tell you. Bruce, is that the FBI has over 1,000 open terrorist investigations going on, okay, across the globe. 1,000. The Iranians have agents here in America tonight. I know because I did it for many years. They have agents looking to do things, collect information relating to our defense industry, and trying to steal it, and trying to partner with corrupt officials, DOD officials, and corrupt contractors here. And they also have, yes, the Revolutionary Guard, their special forces are, in fact, here in America to identify potential targets. So, yeah, I mean, because of globalization, Pastor Butch, globalization is wonderful in one respect because of trade. But the bad guys do, and that means transnational criminals, that means terrorists, they exploit globalization. They exploit freedom.
Of course.
And so they exploit trade, travel, telecommunication. So any Iranian, for the most part, can get on a plane go to Paris, and from Paris get into New York. And so we're not, that's what I'm, that's what, we're not free from the events that happen in Iran. We're not free from the events that happen in Afghanistan. Afghanistan right now, and I think I've said this to you already, has 14 terror organizations operating tonight. That's according to the CIA recent report. That's not top secret.
Okay.
14 terror cells working in Afghanistan. We should be afraid. We should be concerned because the Taliban, who's got endless amounts of money from what? From the opioid.
Of course.
Because this is the latest numbers, my friend.
Well, the U.S. helped him preserve that crop. Bruce, I got to jump. Thanks for calling down. Last call.
Okay.
So the U.S. helped him build that crop. Good call, though. And we're going to run out of time. And Mick, to Mexico, I'm sorry, Mick, I'm not going to make it to you tonight. We got too much to do in less than a minute and a half. How involved with this are you? Said that FBI and DEA and all the CIA and all of them need an enema. How involved in this and knowingly involved in are the CIA and FBI and other agents, DOJ and all them?
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me, Pastor. But, you know, so what I asked the question with the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden crime family, unfortunately, it's like a spider. They're a spider, and they attract people to the web, insects to the web. Well, they, with Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, they attracted on both sides of the world, one, the CIA to the web, and the other side, the Chinese intelligence service. And so they saw the Bidens as a vessel into each other's country, into the each other's Oval Office. And and so what I'm asking tonight, and you'll have to have them back on, what did the CIA know and when did they know it? Because they're obligated to report crimes of their official crimes done by their officials or sources to the Department of Justice. Executive Order 12333. Executive Order.
All right. My question is,
what did the CIA know, and when did they know it? I'm telling you, it's going to come out. The CIA was all over the Biden. They knew it, and they failed to report the crimes that they were involved in.
All right, folks, you're hearing it right from the horse's mouth, so to speak. We're down to the last 30 seconds. What do you want to say in closing?
Well, I want to thank you, sir, for having me. I want to thank you for what you do, because I know it's time, it's money, it's effort. And thank you for having me, sir. And I want you to stay switched on. And people, go to Switched On Life if you want more information.
God bless you. I'll be in touch, Eric, okay? I'll be in touch again.
Thank you, sir. Have a great
evening. Folks, I'll see you in the office tomorrow. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.